感谢主给我们这一次有四次的机会聚在他跟前。
We thank our Lord that this time He has given us four times to gather together.
我发现呢，在 Newark 弟兄姊妹不仅很渴慕，而且非常有耐力。
I find that the brothers and sisters here at Newark, not only are they very, very lovely, they're also very persistent.
昨天晚上呢，我觉得好像破了我自己的一个记录。
I think last night I broke my own record.
我发现弟兄姊妹们呢，好像一点都不累。
And I found that it seemed like brothers and sisters were not tired at all.
我们实在为着主他的同在，他把他自己给我们献上感谢。
We truly give our thanks to the Lord for being with us.
今天早晨我一醒来呢，好像主就把刚才我们唱的那首诗歌放在我的心里和口里。
This morning, as soon as I woke up, the Lord had put the hymn we just sang into my heart and in my mouth.
方喜姊妹呢，一直说这首诗歌要独唱比较好听。
And our sister had said that this hymn it sounds better when you're singing it in solo.
我虽然喉咙有一点哑哈，我唱第一节和第六节，好不好？
Even though my throat is a bit dry, I want to sing the first and the sixth verse.
我在讲啊，不是表演，我不会表演。
I am not here to perform, and I don't know how to perform.
我是和弟兄姊妹分享主在我灵里面给我的这首诗歌。
I want to share with you this hymn that the Lord had put into my spirit.
我实在觉得这首诗歌带我走过许多人生中好像最不容易的日子。
I find that this hymn had walked me through many of the most difficult days of my life.
也借着这首诗歌，主教导我怎么样跟随圣灵来学十字架的功课。
And through this hymn, the Lord has also taught me how to follow the Holy Spirit to learn the lessons of the cross.
我们把第一节歌词读一下，好不好？
Let us read the words of the first verse.
在加利利沿海之地，寻我恩主所留踪迹，仿佛见主就在面前，向我显示他的慈颜。哦，加利利，小加利利，主常庇临，施恩不弃，愿你纪念恩主脚迹。让我读出他的心意。我们在读第六节。
Verse six.
炭火与饼，顾我饥寒，爱我甚此，夺我心坎。主你知道我有何言，唯献全心与主结连。可爱救主，宝贵救主，你的脚中有口难诉。愿你跟你中，愿随你行，读你心意，模你容形。
在加利利沿海之地，仿佛见主就在面前，向我显示他的慈颜。哦，加利利，小加利利，主常庇临。 分子都不稀罕。祝你知道做这个事，可也为生女子留恋，可爱就足，宝贝就足，你的交集
唱的时候，感觉主的爱是那么真实。
Every time I sing this hymn, I feel how real the Lord's love is.
是那么的亲近。
How close it is.
我们的主实在是可亲可近的主。
Our Lord is truly a lovely Lord who we can be close to.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
He loves us and he loves us to the end.
第六节我们一起唱一遍。
Let us sing verse 6 together.
我们一起来。叹火与冰谷我饥寒，爱我生死多我心坎，主你知道我有何言，先全心与主结连，可爱就足，宝贝就足，你的教足有口难说，
in prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
在我们无知、顶撞、软弱的时候，
In our ignorance and in our rebellion,
你就因为爱的缘故，甘心情愿地为我们舍命在十字架上。
And for love, you have given up your life for us on the cross.
主啊，虽然你为我们舍了你的自己，
Even though you have given yourself up for us,
我们在不认识你的时候，我们却觉得你是被神苦待了。
Even when in our ignorance, we thought that that God had treated you unfairly.
但是你却在爱中来寻找我们。
But in love, you sought us out.
我们要把心里面的感谢赞美献给你。
We must give you the thanksgiving in our heart.
我们蒙恩的年日。
In the years of grace,
许多发生的事情，
many things that have happened,
向我们做见证，
have testified to us,
你是爱我们的，
that you love us,
是你在亲自的、亲手的服侍我们，
that you personally with your own hands have served us,
你来引导我们，
you have guided us.
主啊，今天早晨在你的桌子跟前，
Lord, this morning before your table,
我们实在得着了你自己的服侍。
We have truly received your own service.
享受了你做我们的满足。
Enjoy that you yourself is our satisfaction.
主啊，愿这个爱得着我们。
Lord, may this love be gotten us.
焚烧我们。
Be able to burn us.
主啊，你也能够在我们身上，就是你蒙救赎的教会中得着喜悦和满足。
And may you receive satisfaction and joy on us, your own church.
我们把早晨这一段话语的交通，在恭敬托在你的手中。
Lord, we respectfully commit this morning's sharing into your hands.
主啊， 在你的话语中，我们渴慕你的自己。
Lord, in your own words, we desire after you yourself.
我们等候在你的脚前。
We wait before your feet.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请我们一同读几处的经文。
Let us read a few passages from the scripture.
首先请我们翻到加拉太书第六章。
Let us first turn to Galatians chapter 6.
第十五、十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
这是我们可能第三次或第四次读这两节的经文。
It may be the third or fourth time we've been reading this verse.
我相信弟兄姊妹都可能都会背的。
I think some brothers and sisters can even memorize this.
我们一起来。
Let us read it together.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人，凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。我们请姊妹用英文读一遍。
For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God.
这两节经文是我们这一次交通的一个主题。
These two verses are the theme of our sharing this time.
我们蒙恩得救了以后，需要在里面有一个认识。
After we've been saved by grace, we need to have an understanding within us.
就是我们在地上，无论是个人或者是教会。
And that is us in this world, whether it is us or the church.
无论是我们生活行事为人。
Whether it is our life, our deeds, or our interaction with others.
或者我们的聚会、侍奉和敬拜。
Or our worship, our gathering, and our service.
我们需要有一个这样的认识。
We need to have this understanding.
就是一切旧造的事物都无关紧要。
And that is, anything that is of the old creation does not matter.
好，我们要留意，要坚持做新造的人。
We have to pay attention and we have to insist on being a new creation.
当我们明白了这件事情，
When we understand this,
这个新造在我们个人和在教会中，
Then this new creation in, on us and in the church,
它就成为一个尺度，
Then it becomes a standard.
像一条直线一样，像一个 rule 一样。
It is like a rule, it is like a straight line.
我们必须要照着这一个尺度，照着这个准则来生活，来侍奉。
Then we must live according to this rule, according to the standard.
并且当我们这样子来持守的时候，
And when we persist like this,
主就让我们实际的能够经历这一个新造的性质和它里面的祝福。
Then he will allow us to practically experience the essence, the character of this new creation.
借着这个主题，我和弟兄姊妹交通了四件事情。
Through this theme, I have shared with brothers and sisters four things.
我们可以这样说呢，这四件事情是加拉太书里面主让我们看见活在新造中的四个要素。
We can say that these four things are the four elements of living in the new creation that the book of Galatians show us.
第一件就是我们需要心中的眼睛得开，我们要认识神的儿子。
The first thing is that the eyes of our hearts must be opened and we must know the Son of God.
我们称这个叫做启示。
We call this the revelation.
使徒保罗原来是一个从里到外彻头彻尾的犹太教的法利赛人。
Apostle Paul was a Jewish person from inside out. He was a Pharisee.
他认为他认识神，他在侍奉神。
He thought he knew God and that he was serving God.
但是他却不知道他活在旧造的里面。
But he didn't know that he was living in the old creation.
但是那位在母腹中就将他分别出来的神。
But this God who had separated him even in his mother's womb.
到了时候呢，就用恩典来呼召他。
When the time has come, called him by grace.
并且在这个呼召的里面，神乐意将他的儿子启示在保罗的心里面。
And in this calling, God was pleased to reveal His Son in Paul.
这个启示在保罗的里面 And
this revelation in Paul became this controlling element.
或者也可以这样讲,
it became this revolutionary force.
把那个法利赛人扫罗彻头彻尾的改变成了一个新造的人。
It took this Pharisee soul and completely changed him into this new person.
我们想这个实在是很不容易。
We think this is truly not easy.
我们每个人都有自己的，有人讲的人是习惯性的动物。
People say that humans are creatures of habit.
像我把一个字呢认错了以后呢。 我习惯性的就一直把它认错了。It
is as if I know a wrong word, then I will keep on using this wrong word.
但是这个启示一临到的时候，就把我那个错误改正。But
when this revelation comes upon me, then it corrects my mistake.
弟兄姊妹们，神乐意把他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督，启示给每一个蒙拯救的儿女。Our
Lord God is pleased to reveal His Son to everyone who's been saved by grace.
不仅仅是给那些能够传讲的人,
not only to those who can preach,
而是给每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女,
but it is to give to every children of child of God who has been saved by grace.
这几天我和弟兄姊妹聚会,
these days I've been gathering with brothers and sisters.
我从弟兄姊妹的祷告和交通中, 我实在感谢主。
And through brothers and sisters' prayers and worship, I truly thank the Lord.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹里面都得着了这个启示。
I know that many brothers and sisters have received this revelation.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他把他儿子就是宇宙中的上好的赐给我们。
He has given us His Son, the best in the universe.
他叫我们能够成为他儿子的匹配。
So that we can become worthy of His Son.
这是 他救我们的目的,
that is His purpose for saving us.
所以他需要我们认识他的儿子,
therefore, He needs us to know His Son.
所以他借着圣灵来开启我们,
therefore, through this Holy Spirit, He opens us up.
借着使徒和先知们呢, 把他们所得着的启示交通给我们,
through apostles and prophets, they share with us the revelations that they have received.
这个是在新造里面的第一个要素。
That is the first element of the new creation.
第二个要素，昨天晚上我们交通到，就是主耶稣的十字架。The
second key element is the cross of Jesus Christ.
这个十字架不仅是我们知道他的道理，在客观上面认识他。
This cross helps us not only to objectively know Him.
我们要像使徒保罗一样认定，宣告一个事实。
We must be like Apostle Paul to be ascertained and proclaim a truth.
而且我们要持守在这个事实的里面。
And we must hold on to this truth.
就是借着信心来持守。
And that is to hold on by faith.
这个信心乃是神儿子的信心。
And this faith is the faith of God's Son.
主耶稣怎样相信他的父亲, 我们今天就有同样的信心。 来相信主耶稣的十字架。
How Lord Jesus believed, had faith in His Father, that is the faith we have today to the cross of Jesus.
所以保罗在那里宣告说, 我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Therefore, Paul claimed that he has already been nailed to the cross with Jesus.
他不是说我正在跟基督一同钉十字架。
He didn't say that I am being nailed to the cross with Jesus.
他也不是说我愿意和基督同钉十字架。
And he didn't say that I am willing to be nailed to the cross with Jesus.
他说这句话的时候是凭着信心说的。
We know that when he made this statement, he made it with faith.
他已经与基督同钉十字架。
He has already been nailed to the cross with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有已经与基督同钉十字架？
Brothers and sisters, have you been nailed to the cross with Christ?
我们知道，就着客观的真理来说。
We know that according to the truth, objectively.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
When we receive Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior,
当我们站在水里面, 我们承认我相信了耶稣基督, 我愿意受浸归入基督的时候,
when we stand in the water, when we proclaim that we believe in Jesus Christ and we are willing to be baptized into Him,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们就已经与基督同钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters, we have already been nailed to the cross with Jesus.
所以保罗告诉我们说, 受浸 就是归入基督耶稣，归入他的死。
Therefore, Paul tells us that to be baptized is to be with Jesus Christ. It is to be into His death.
与他一同埋葬。
to be buried with him.
好叫我起来一举一动有新生的样式。
So that everything I do has a form of a new life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们受浸了没有呢?
Brothers and sisters, have we been baptized?
我相信大部分的在座的都说我已经受浸了。
I think the vast majority of people sitting here would say that I've already been baptized.
那我们要问自己说, 我已经与基督钉死了没有呢?
Then we must ask ourselves, have we been crucified to death with Christ?
钉死了没有呢?
Have we been crucified to death?
已经钉死了。
We have.
我受浸的时候, 我已经归入他的死了。
When I was baptized, I have already entered into his death.
他死就是我死。
He died and I died.
那么今天我要在生活中实际的去经历那个死。
Then today in our lives we must experience that death.
这就是保罗在那里运用他的信心。
And that is Paul using his faith.
碰到环境的时候, 他就开始用信心。
When he encountered circumstances, he used his faith.
他说，他提醒彼得。 我们知道保罗说那句话的时候, 是面对着彼得和所有装甲的那些弟兄姊妹们。
We know that when Paul spoke to Peter, he was speaking directly to Peter and all of the other brothers.
他说，我保罗已经与基督同钉十字架了。He
said, Paul, I myself have already been nailed to the cross.
他说呢，所以如今活着的不再是我。Therefore,
it is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。But
Christ who lives within me.
有些人做这个解释。 就是那个保罗呢，从保罗的心里面下了宝座了。And
some people explain it as Paul has been dethroned from his own heart.
那么现在基督坐在保罗的心里面做宝座了。But
now Christ sits on the throne in Paul's heart.
所以每一件事情临到的时候呢，是基督在里面做准则了。Therefore,
whenever anything comes to Paul, it is now Christ who is the standard.
基督在里面做主了。
Christ is the Lord in him.
所以他说，我在肉身中活着，要让基督做主，我需要有基督的信心。Therefore,
he says, in order to live in flesh and let Christ be my Lord, then I must have the faith of Christ.
让这个十字架在我们身上成为一个主观的经历。So
that the cross can become a subjective experience within us.
这个经历带我们与基督连结。
And that experience connects us with Christ.
这是新造里面的第二个要素。
And that is the second key element of the new creation.
第三个要素呢,
the third
我们讲到乃是圣灵。
Is the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉加拉太的弟兄姊妹, 他们是因听见耶稣基督钉十字架, 相信了福音, 他们就从圣灵入门了。
Paul tells the brothers at Galatians that they have received the Holy Spirit and they entered through the door through the, by the gospel which has been revealed by the Holy Spirit.
他们呢,从圣灵开始,
they began with the Holy Spirit.
我们新造的经历,对新造的得着,是当圣灵临到我们的时候,我们里面就有了那个新的性质。
Our experience of the new creation begins when the Holy Spirit enters into us.
那么在加拉太书第三章里面, 保罗问了, 你们还要靠肉体去成全吗?
Therefore, Paul asked in Galatians chapter 3, do you still want to be fulfilled, to be perfected through flesh?
换句话说呢, 我们要成全, 也需要活在圣灵的里面。
If we want to be perfected, then we need to live within the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上我们稍微提到一点圣灵, 在我们个人和教会整体的里面,
Last night, we mentioned a little bit the status of the Holy Spirit in us individually and in a corporate church.
我们得着了圣灵呢, 就是神儿子的灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit 这个, of God's Son.
这个灵进到我们的灵里面,
this Spirit enters into our spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就真是神的儿女。
Then we truly become children of God.
这个时候我们和神之间有一个新的关系。
Then we have this new relationship with God.
这个关系的特点就是爱。
The special character of this relationship is love.
在这个爱的里面, 我们对属灵的事情, 就是神的事情, 开始有了一个新的领悟能力。
In this spirit, we have a newfound ability to understand spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹们, 你有这个经历吗?
Do you have this experience, brothers and sisters?
在我没有蒙恩、没有重生得救以前,
before I received grace, before I was saved by grace,
我知道有很多人他们有寻求的心,
I know many people had a heart that desires after the truth and they read the Bible.
但是不论怎么用心的,我们读圣经好像看过就忘记了。
But no matter how hard they try to read the Bible, whatever they read, they forget.
或者我们读圣经的时候呢,我们一边读心里面就在跟圣经呢,在辩论。
Or you're reading the scripture and as you read, you're debating with it in your heart.
或者我们读的时候呢,就产生出很多的问题来。
Or as we read it, we have many questions.
但是当我们重生得救了,
but after we've been reborn by grace,
神儿子的灵进到我们里面来,
when the Spirit of the Son enters into us,
圣经好像变了,
then the scripture changed.
弟兄姊妹, 不是圣经变了,
it is not that the Bible has changed,
是我们这个人和神之间的关系变了,
but it is the relationship between us and God that has changed.
我们得着了神做我的父亲,
we have received God as our Father.
我们真是他的儿女,
we are truly His children.
在父和子之间有一个爱的关系,
between Father and the Son, there is a relationship of love.
在这个爱的里面, 我们有了一个新的领悟的能力。
And within that love, we have a new ability to understand.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有这种经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, do you have that experience?
我自己 实在有一段日子有这样很清楚的经历。
For me, there was a period of time when I truly, clearly experienced it.
所以约翰福音里面有一段讲到父神和主耶稣基督之间的关系。
In the Gospel Book of John, there was a passage that talks about the relationship between the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
那个关系呢, 也成为我们和父神之间的一个经历。
And that relationship also becomes an experience between us and the Father.
那里说到父爱子, 父就将万有都指示给他的儿子。
And in there it said, the Father loves the Son, therefore revealed all things to the Son.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是新造里面的一个奇妙的经历和一个有福的这个产业。
Brothers and sisters, that is an amazing experience and a blessed inheritance.
在我服侍的地方,
where I serve,
我们有一位, 中年的姊妹,
we have a middle-aged sister.
她从中国国内来,
he comes from mainland China.
有一次我去看望他们,
one time I went to visit her.
这个姊妹, 她很谦卑, 她告诉我说, 她说, 伯弟兄, 我不识字。
The sister was very humble, so she said to me, Brother Bo, I cannot read.
但是我认识他这么多年的, 我一点都不知道他不识字。
But I have known her all these years, and I've never known that she cannot read.
我说你祷告, 你对属灵事情的认识, 比我们这些, 读了很多属灵书籍的人, 好像要清楚明亮的多。
I say your prayer and your understanding for spiritual matters are so much more clear and higher than those of us who have read many spiritual books.
她真的是不识字。
She truly cannot read.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是她祷告的时候, 我们常常讲一个真理呢, 绕了半天, 把别人弄糊涂了, 自己也糊涂了。
Whenever we talk about the truth, we say so much that it confuses others and ourselves as well.
但是呢, 她祷告的时候, 实在是清楚,
but her prayers are so crisp clear.
实在是明亮,
it is truly very clear.
她不是在那里这个用一些的言, 好听的话,
she's not there using beautiful words.
好像就是她生命里面的东西,
it is as if these are things of her life.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是圣灵带来的。
Brothers and sisters, those are brought by the Holy Spirit.
每一个蒙恩得救, 在新造里面的人,
every person who's been saved by grace, who is a new creation,
我们和神之间有那个全新爱的关系,
we have this brand new relationship with God.
在这个关系里面, 我们有一个全新的IQ.
And in that relationship, we have a brand new IQ.
啊, 我们这里称它是叫做属灵的智慧和悟性。
We call it the spiritual intelligence.
有一种全新的这个潜能, capacity.
There is a brand new capacity.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 我们能够认识, 领会神的事物。
We can understand and know things of God.
我实在巴不得圣灵带我们进入这种的境界。
I truly wish that the Holy Spirit can bring us to that state.
我们每天早上起来唱唱诗歌，我们亲近主，打开主的话语。
Every morning we wake up, we sing Him, and we read His words, and we be close to Him.
主就把我们带进这样全新的境界。
And our Lord would bring us into this brand new state.
我昨天也和弟兄姊妹提到。
And yesterday I mentioned to brothers and sisters.
圣灵来带我们进入十字架的学习里。
The Holy Spirit brings us into the learning of the cross.
它完全是出于神的，不是人工的。
And that is completely from God, not of human doing.
有的时候，我听说以往早期有一些爱主的中国的弟兄姊妹们。
I have heard that in the early days there were some brothers and sisters in China who loved the Lord.
这个你在教会里面年长的弟兄姊妹，看年轻的弟兄姊妹可以造就，就给他们一点 hard time.
And some elderly brothers or sisters at church see that the younger ones can be edified, and they would give him hard time for it.
为什么呢？要他学一点十架的功课。
Why? Because they want them to learn the lessons of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，那个没有用的。
Brothers and sisters, that's
我遇见有一些学过这样功课的人哈。
I have met few people who have learned those lessons.
他一辈子都有一个反叛的灵。
For throughout their entire life, they have the spirit of rebellion.
他里面受了伤了，所以呢，对那位给他功课的人呢，他里面充满了这个反对、敌意。
Because they have been hurt inside, they are very hostile towards those people who have given them those lessons.
我们知道我们的主上十字架的时候，他对那些加给他痛苦、羞辱他的人一点敌意都没有。
We know that when our Lord was nailed on the cross, to those people who nailed him and who mocked him, he did not have any kind of hostility.
他反而在被钉的时候。 那钉钉把钉子扎在他的手上，钉在他手上的时候，他说出最美的祷告。
And when the soldiers nailed him on the cross, he spoke the most beautiful words.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”He
said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们不知道他们在做什么。For
they do not know what they are doing.
他们不知道他们所做的。Because
what they do, they do not know.
唯有跟随圣灵进入十字架的学习。
Only the learning that has been brought by the cross, by the Holy Spirit into the cross, can bring this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们爱慕基督的十字架，我们就要爱慕跟随圣灵。
If we desire the cross of the Christ, then we must learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
在这个时候啊，在这些的环境里面呢，就满有主自己的爱。
And then in those circumstances, we would be filled with the Lord's love.
满有圣灵的膏油。
To be full of the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
一面来讲，我们肉身觉得为难。
On one hand, our flesh feels difficult.
另外一面来讲，我们的灵里面却超越了环境。
But on the other hand, our spirit has surpassed the circumstances.
却超越了我们自己。
That it has surpassed ourselves.
我们真是活在那个新的境界里面。
We are truly living in a new state.
真是活在那个天的光景的里面。
We are living in a heavenly state.
我们也讲到今天，无论是个人或者是教会。
We also talked about whether it's individual or church today.
唯有当我们顺服圣灵，倚靠圣灵的时候。
Only when we are obedient and rely on the cross, on the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够确保基督在我们个人和教会中间做宝座的那个地位。
Then only then can we ensure that Christ is sitting on the throne.
这个经历就是我们个人和团体大家一起的学习。
And that experience is a learning for us individually and as a corporate.
所以我们不要轻看弟兄姊妹们，我们为着事情在主面前的祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon the prayers we bring before the Lord.
我们要先学会跟神说话。
We must first learn to speak to God.
我们才彼此说话。
And then we can learn to speak to each other.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们没有学会跟神怎么说话。
Many times we have not learned how to speak with God.
我们就要出来代表神说话的时候。
And then we come out to speak representing God.
常常我们看见的是反效果。
Then oftentimes we find the effects are opposite.
常常我们看见的是难处。
Many times what we see are difficult.
我们需要学会等候,
we must learn to wait.
需要学会注视,
we must learn to look upon.
我们需要学会来求问,
we must learn to ask.
让圣灵向我们说话,
so that the Holy Spirit can speak to us.
我们知道在使徒行传第13章里面,
we know in the book of Acts,
那里有一段很美的记载, 是一幅图画。
There's this very beautiful description, a record.
在安提阿的教会里面呢, 有五位弟兄他们在一起侍奉。
In the church of Antioch, there were five brothers who were serving together.
圣经把他们的名字都记下来。
And the scripture recorded their names.
我们如果去对一下他们的背景的话,
if we go and research about their background,
我们就发现这五个人呢, 要在肉身中合而为一是非常不可能的。
Then we will find that for those five people to be in unity in flesh is impossible.
就着旧造肉身来看呢, 他们应该是彼此不相合的。
According to the old creation, in flesh, they cannot get along with each other.
他们有生长在王宫里面的人。
There are those who grew up in a palace.
有活在呢，原来活在呢这个犹太教法利赛的教规里面的人。
And there are those who lived under the rules of the Jewish Judaism and Pharisees.
有生长在外邦的利未人。
And there are those Levites who grew up with the Gentiles.
甚至有一个黑人。
And then there's a black person.
称作尼杰的西面, 他是非洲人。
And then he's an African.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是他们在一起侍奉。
But together they were serving.
基督在他们中间, 实在居了首位。
Christ was truly the priority among them.
怎么居首位呢?
How was he the priority?
当他们在一起侍奉进食祷告的时候,
when they were serving and fasting together,
圣灵向他们每一个人,
the Holy Spirit spoke to each one of them. The Holy Spirit did not speak to one of them. And then that one person represents the entire church and speaks. No. It was that the Holy Spirit spoke and all five of them heard.
我们实在感谢主, 啊, 使徒行传让我们看见, 我们每一个人都有希望。
The book of Acts shows us that everyone has hope, thank the Lord.
在他们身上可以, 在你我身上,
if it is possible among them, then it is possible on us as well.
当圣灵说话,
when the Holy Spirit speaks and all five of them heard,
在他们中间,
and then they don't need a meeting to reconcile.
不需要来做一个计划,
they don't need to plan.
他们和众弟兄姊妹交通,
they share with all brothers and sisters.
全教会就一同祷告进食把他们交在圣灵的手中。
And the entire church would pray and fast together and commit them into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这就是教会宣教的开始。
And we know that it's the beginning of the missionary work of the church.
没有写 newsletter,
they didn't write newsletters.
没有做 fundraising,
they didn't do fundraising.
他们也不需要到各处去开奋兴会, 让大家感觉呢, 这个,
they didn't go around having all meetings to ask people to support them.
我早期读的时候, 我觉得呢, 安提阿教会好无情啊。
When I first read this, I felt that the Church of Antioch was really heartless.
他们就这样就把这两个弟兄就打发走了。
They just sent those two brothers away like that.
弟兄姊妹们, 不,
brothers and sisters, no.
他们活在圣灵 的管制的底下,
they were living under the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
所以这两位弟兄出去, 实在是圣灵出去了。
And therefore, when these two brothers went out, it was truly the Holy Spirit.
今天我们用了多少的人力, 物力, 多少的奋兴会,
today,
我们没有那样的结果。
Today, how much money and people and effort we spent, and we don't have that kind of result.
这两个人出去, 就把整个希腊文化改变了。
These two people went out and they changed the entire Greek culture.
他们再出去, 就把整个罗马帝国的政治情况改变了。
And then they went out again and they changed the entire political environment of the Roman Empire.
他们再出去,
and then they went out again.
整个犹太教的那些的捆绑, 整个
and then when they went out again, they completely broken the constraints of the Judaism world.
弟兄姊妹们, 新造是借着圣灵的管制带来的。
Brothers and sisters, new creation is brought by the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
我想我不去复习昨天晚上讲的。
I think I will not review what I said last night.
今天我们要来看新造的第四个原则。
And today we will look at the fourth element of the new creation. And that is great.
请我们一同读几处的经文。
Let us read a few scriptures.
加拉太书第一章第三节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 3.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
愿恩惠
Grace
平安,
to you and peace
从父神,
from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。 我们再读第一章第六节。
Let us then read chapter 1 verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的 去从别的福音。 在这里使徒保罗讲到呢, 神呼召我们是在基督的恩典中来呼召我们。
And here Apostle Paul talked about that when Jesus when the Lord calls us, he calls us within grace.
我们再读第一章15节16节。
Chapter 1 verse 15 and 16.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来,
even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
我们再读第二章第九节。
Let us read chapter 2 verse 9.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
又知道所赐给我的恩典, 那称为教会柱石的雅各, 基法, 约翰, 就像我和巴拿巴, 用右手行香交之礼, 叫我们往外邦人那里去, 他们往受割礼的人那里去。 我们再读二章二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
我们一起来。
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。我们再读三章十八节。 Chapter 3 verse 18。三章十八节，我们一起来。
因为承受产业若本乎律法, 就不本乎应许,
但神是凭着应许,
把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。 在有一个英文版的翻译里面,
In a version of English translation,
这里讲的, 凭着应许, 把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
Here it says that based on a promise to give Abraham the inheritance.
这个英文的可以这样翻, 他说呢, 在恩典中应许亚伯拉罕要赐给他产业。
And in the English translation, it can mean to say that in grace, God has granted Abraham an inheritance.
我们再读五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
你们这要靠律法称义的, 是与基督隔绝, 从恩典中坠落了。 我们再读六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
弟兄们, 愿我主耶稣基督的恩 常在你们心里, 阿们。 这里的心里, 他是说, 愿主耶稣基督的恩在你们灵里面。
Here it says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
我们今天从加拉太书一同来看呢, 新造的第四个要素乃是恩典。
Today from the book of Galatians, let us look together at the fourth element of the new creation.
从第一处我们读的一章第三节。
From the first passage we read, chapter 1 verse 3.
新造里面的恩典呢, 不是今天人间的恩典。
The grace in a new creation is not the grace in this world.
我们知道在人间有的时候, 这个恩典英文有一个字, 叫做favor。
We know that there's an English word called favor.
就是你帮我一个忙, 那我就受了你的一个恩典。
And that is that you do me, you help me, therefore I have received grace from you.
那么下一次我有机会呢, 我就要 return favor, 这是做人的道理, 对不对?
And then to be a good person, the next time I have a chance, I need to return the favor.
但是圣经里面讲到这个新造的, 一个要素,
but in the scripture, this key element of new creation,
这个恩典呢, 它不是人可以给我们,
this grace is not given by men.
必须是从神, 我们的父, 和我们主耶稣基督那里来的。
It comes from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是福音的根基。
And that is the basis of the gospel.
所以我们向人传福音的时候,
therefore, when we preach the gospel to others,
你只要信耶稣, 你就得永生。
We say that you will receive eternal life if you believe in Jesus Christ.
什么叫做信呢?
What does believe mean?
就是我相信, 我愿意接受。
And that means that I believe, therefore I'm willing to receive.
我只要说一声谢谢就好了。
I just need to say thank you.
我们知道在地上啊, 若是有人送我们东西啊, 你说了谢谢, 他就不能收回去了。
We know that when you are receiving a gift in this world, if someone gives you a gift and you say thank you, then he cannot take it back.
这个叫做运用信心。
That is called using faith.
所以我们基督徒啊, 蒙恩得救以后, 主的教导要我们呢, 凡事在我们主耶稣基督的里面, 感谢我们的父神。
Therefore, after we've been saved, the scripture tells us that for all things, we must offer our thanksgiving in Christ.
他一感谢呢, 这件事情就变成恩典了。
Because once you give your thanksgiving, then that becomes grace.
他就得着了。
Then he receives.
恩典告诉我们说, 得着的人是白白的, 不需要付代价的。
Grace tells us that those who receive, receive freely.
但是那个给的那一方呢, 他却付了代价。
But the party who is giving has paid the price.
神把他儿子赐给我们作为福音。
God has given us his son as the gospel.
这个代价是宇宙中无与伦比最大的一个代价。
That price is incomparable in the universe, the biggest ever.
神为了要拯救我们，把我们带进新造的里面。
God, in order to save us, in order to bring us into the new creation,
他把他的儿子赐给我们。
He has given us his son.
他牺牲了他的儿子。
He sacrificed
for us. 为我们钉在十字架上。
To be crucified on a cross.
当主被钉在十字架上的时候。
When the Lord was crucified on a cross.
他把整个旧造都带到他的里面。
He brought upon himself the entire old creation.
和他一同钉死了。
And it was nailed to death on a cross.
我们刚才讲到, 我们每一个人与基督同钉十字架, 是根据于主为我们钉死了。
We talked about how each one of us is nailed with the Lord on the cross.
这是一个极大的牺牲。
That is a great sacrifice.
我们今天在北美,
today in North America,
很多家庭呢, 都只有一个男孩一个女孩。
Many families have only one boy and one girl.
或者两个孩子。
Or two children.
我到了这Newark 来, 我很羡慕这里好多家庭。
I come to Newark and I'm very much envious of the many families that are here.
我们这里有一个家庭有六个孩子。
We have a family here with six children.
这真是很有福气。
And that is truly blessed.
像圣经上面讲的, 这个敬畏耶和华的人呢, 他的孩子要像橄榄摘子一样。
As the scripture says, those who fear the Lord, their descendants will be like the olive branches?
Yeah, like the... The new plant of olive trees.
Oh, like the new plant of the olive tree.
我们知道这个橄榄树啊, 它繁殖, 你没有用心要去繁殖, 它种在那里。
We know that the olive tree, even if you don't want to replicate it.
但是呢, 它从它的根伸到哪里了, 哪里, 它就冒出芽来, 就长出新的橄榄树来。
But wherever its roots go, it would, the branches would grow and olive trees would grow.
这是讲到神的儿女们啊, 生命丰富的时候, 我们能够把生命带给我们的下一代。
And this is when we talk about when the children of God, when their life is abundant, they can bring the life to their offspring.
我相信我们就是有六个孩子的父母亲呢, 你跟他讲说你给我一个, 他也舍不得。
I believe that even for parents who have six children, if you ask them for one, they do not want to give it away.
我们常常在聚会里面喜欢抱别人的孩子说, 今天晚上这孩子住在我家好了。
And at gathering places, we like to hold other people's children to say that I like to take this child home for the night.
做母亲的说好好好，你带个麻烦回去。
And then the mother would say, fine, you're bringing home trouble.
但不到10分钟, 他就来把孩子要回去了。
And then 10 minutes later, the mother would come and take her child back.
我们的神, 他怀中的独生爱子,
you know, the only begotten son the only begotten son in God's bosom, in order to bring us out of sin, he willingly sacrificed his own son, and to die on the cross for us. And that is the price the Heavenly Father paid. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Son God.
但是他为了爱神的爱父的关系,
but because of his love for the Father,
他就爱父所爱的,
therefore he loved what the Father loved.
所以他甘心情愿照着父的旨意来为罪人死。
Therefore, he willingly obeyed the Father's will to die for
sinners.
That is the price our Lord Jesus Christ paid. And then he gave us this grace that's been accomplished. Today, the gospel which we preach, it tells people that if you believe in Jesus, you receive a new life. And then you and I will enter into this new creation. We can truly enjoy an experience. It tells us that God has already paid the price. All we need to do is to enjoy it.
不需要你我去做什么。
It doesn't need you and I to do anything.
我们有人感觉呢, 我要把圣经读几遍了, 我才来相信。
Some people feel that I must read the Bible several times before I can believe.
有人感觉呢, 我需要呢, 改正我一些的行为, 我才有资格做神的儿女。
Some people believe that they must correct some of their deeds before they can be worthy to be called children.
加拉太的弟兄姊妹 受到一种的教导, 说, 你们信耶稣可以, 但是你们不完全。
The brothers and sisters at Galatians believe that they can believe in Jesus Christ, but they have not been perfected.
你们在照着我们犹太人的方式受割礼, 照着犹太人的方式来敬拜。
You have to worship according to the Judaism rules to be circumcised.
弟兄姊妹们, 那不是纯正的福音。
Brothers and sisters, that is not the pure gospel.
纯正的福音是白白的恩典。
The pure gospel is that grace is free.
我们只要相信, 接受就好了。
We only need to believe and receive.
当我们进入了这个恩典,
when we enter into that grace,
我们逐渐地领受了, 并且领略了这个恩典,
when we understand that grace,
我们会阿们的, 圣经上面告诉我们的,
then we will amen what the scripture says.
神的在基督里面的恩典,
the grace of God in Jesus Christ,
是极其丰富的恩典,
it is extremely abundant.
好, 没有一个人能够把这个丰富的恩典用完的。
Not a single one of us can fully use that abundance.
啊, 你我身上的所有的软弱,
all of the weaknesses on you and I.
啊, 我们来到主耶稣的血底下,
when we come under the blood of Jesus Christ,
总是找到赦免。
We will always find forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹, 所以在以弗所书里面讲到, 因着他爱子的血, 我们得蒙救赎过犯得以赦免。
Therefore, in the book of Ephesians, it says that because of the blood of his beloved son, our sins have been forgiven.
好叫我们认识他的恩典是极其丰富的。
So that we may know the abundance of his grace.
我们刚蒙恩得救的时候, 觉得自己啊, 可能也有一些不好, 有一些罪。
When we were first saved, we may feel that we are not good, we are sinners.
啊, 但是呢, 好像, 一下子就认完了。But
the repentance is quick.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们在主里蒙恩年日久了,
when we have been saved by grace for a long period of time,
我不晓得你怎样,
I don't know about you.
在我身上,
on me.
好, 我问我妻子哈, 这是不是老的现象?
I asked my wife if it's a sign of being old.
我说我现在常常一个人安静了, 就想起我过去的失败和亏欠。
And I say, whenever I'm by myself, I think of the failures and the things that I owe other people.
我看看我今天的生活,
I look at my life today.
我觉得我差主的那个光景了，主的榜样和模样了，差得太远太远。
I feel that I am so far away from the model and example that God has set.
这个时候我怎样还能够服侍呢？
And then in that state, how can I continue to serve?
怎样能够活在主的爱中呢？
How can I continue to live in the love of God?
来到主的血底下,
to come under the blood of Jesus.
我就发现主的血永远为我诉说美意。
And then I will find that the blood of our Lord will continue to speak beautiful words for me.
不仅在主的血底下呢, 神再也看不见我们的过分。
In the under the blood of our Lord, God will not see our sins anymore.
神再不追讨一切的亏欠。
God will not chase us for what we owe.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
并且在主的血的底下,
and under the blood of our Lord,
也保证我们将来所有的软弱。
It also assures us that our weaknesses in the future,
这个恩典不仅是丰富的,
this grace is not only abundant,
而且这个恩典还是荣耀的。
This grace is also glorious.
有一天我们都要得着基督做我们的产业。
One day we will all receive Christ as our inheritance.
或者这样说, 神的儿子主耶稣基督怎样?
Or we can say, however is the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ,
将来你和我也要怎样?
And that is how you and I will be.
你觉得可能吗?
Do you think that's possible?
我们看看我们周围的弟兄姊妹, 可能觉得他可以。
We look at the brothers and sisters among us and we say maybe he can do it.
但是主的话告诉我们说, 我们每一个人, 啊, 教会,
But the words of our Lord tells us that every single one of us will receive his sonship.
啊, 这个儿子的名分就保证了我们要得着产业。
And this sonship guarantees that we will receive inheritance. 啊,
所以保罗讲, 好叫他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So therefore, Paul says, may his glorious grace be praised.
那丰盛的恩典呢, 把我们的消极的软弱的除去了。
This abundant grace can take away our weaknesses.
那个荣耀的恩典把我们里面没有的, 我们根本达不到的, 赐给我们了。
And this glorious grace gives us inside what we cannot achieve.
那么在我们每天的生活中,
And in our daily lives,
在我们人生各样的遭遇的里面,
In whatever we experience,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们还会经历, 主的恩典是够用的。
Brothers and sisters, we will experience that God's grace is sufficient. And in that grace, we can experience the power of Christ. We know that Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
他讲到呢, 因他得着的启示,
because of the revelation he has received,
所以呢, 他肉身中有一根刺,
therefore there's a thorn in his flesh.
他也知道这个刺呢是撒旦的差役天天来攻击他。
And he knows that this thorn is a messenger from Satan to attack him.
所以他到主的面前去祷告。
Therefore he went before the Lord to pray.
他祷告了三次。
He prayed three times.
主告诉他说你不要祷告。
Lord said, pray no more.
这个是我许可的。
This is what I permit.
为什么我许可撒旦差役像刺一样的？
Why is it that I allow the messenger of Satan to torment you through the storm? It is so that you know that my grace is sufficient for you. And in this grace, so that you can experience the great power of Christ. So that you can admit it is not me but Christ. Brothers and sisters, have you experienced that the Lord's grace is sufficient?
好，我在肉身中曾经生过。
I've had an illness in my flesh.
真是觉得主啊, 我今天不可能站起来。
I felt that I can no longer stand.
但是主却在我的软弱中扶持。
But the Lord up.
我也在我自己的情绪里面。 有非常低沉的时候,
and I've also had in my emotion a period of time when I was very down.
我在侍奉中跟主说，主啊, 我已经没有力气了。
And in my service, I said to the Lord, Lord, I have no more strength.
我不知道我该怎么样往前。
I no longer know how to go forward.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种情况？
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've ever experienced.
像以利亚一样就睡着了，我们当然不是以利亚。Just
like Elijah, he fell asleep.
就在这样的情况底下。 主来服侍我们。
And under those circumstances, our Lord served us.
当我们得着主的服侍, 很奇妙的, 我里面有力量了, 环境就改变。And
when we receive the Lord's service, it's amazing. When our inside has changed, the environment changes as well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 恩典是可以经历的。
Brothers and sisters, grace can be experienced. It is something that you can truly receive. Every single one of us who have been saved by grace. And when we are saved and we look back, we know that it was grace that attracted us.
在诗歌里面呢, 有一个作者叫做 John Newton, 约翰牛顿。
In our hymn books, there's an author for hymns called named John Newton.
他有一首诗歌讲他得救的经历。
And there's one hymn that talks about his experience of being saved.
告诉我,你有能力啊, 如果你用雷霆万钧的势力来轰击我, 我这个人仍然站立, 不会接受。
And he said, Lord, even if you had used the legions of army to thunder against me, I would still stand and not believe in you.
但是你用恩典在爱中领导。
But you have used grace to come to me in love.
这个爱叫我在你面前俯伏下来。
And this love makes me prostrate before you.
弟兄姊妹,我们传福音的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we preach the gospel, we truly experience these.
不仅是恩典吸引我们到主面前来接受他。
Not only is it grace that attracts us before him to receive him.
并且是主的恩典带我们开始认识自己。
It is also the grace of our Lord that helps us to know ourselves.
也是主的恩典借着环境来摸到我们这个人。
And it is also the grace of our Lord that through circumstances touches us.
使我们有破碎的经历和实际。
So that we have the experience and the reality of being broken apart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 我相信大家都很熟悉这个词啊, 叫做破碎。
I think brothers and sisters are very familiar with this word, a phrase of being broken apart.
这个破碎的经历啊, 使我们自己啊, 对自己失去信心。
This experience of brokenness is when we lose faith in ourselves.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌,
the hymn that we sang,
我们的主耶稣行走在加利利的沿海,
our Lord walks along the coastline of Galilee.
我们知道主拣选了12个门徒, 呼召他们。
We know that our Lord had chosen 12 disciples and called them.
在各处记载呢, 第一个名字都是西门彼得。
And everywhere, the first name recorded has always been Simon Peter.
彼得就在主的恩典底下学这些的功课。
And Peter, under the grace of God, learned those lessons.
得着这些的经历。
To accept and receive these experiences.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹喜不喜欢彼得的个性。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you like the personality of Peter.
我到现在呢, 到美国来就没有用过英文名字。
I, ever since I came to the U.S., have never used an American or an English name.
我在读高中的时候, 我们学校有一个英语绘画班。
When I was in high school, we had this cartoon class.
不是, no. English conversation
class. Oh, English conversation class.
每个礼拜呢, 有一位美国太太, 她来带我们, 讲英文。
And every week, there's this American lady who would come to teach us English.
那个时候我有一个英文名字。
And that time, I had an English name.
我的英文名字叫 Peter.
And my English name was Peter.
后来呢, 我认识 Peter, 我就不叫 Peter 了。
And then afterwards, after I knew who Peter is, I stopped using that name.
我们知道 Peter, 彼得, 他是一个, 其实是很讨人喜爱的个性。
We know that Peter actually has a very lovable personality.
他是一个很直爽的人。
He's a very straightforward person.
他心里面有什么,他一定说出来。
Whatever is in his heart, he speaks out.
但是因着他这样的直爽, 有的时候显得啊, 他比较 show off, 就喜欢的表现自己。
And sometimes because of his straightforwardness, it seems as if he's showing off.
我们读四福音书, 我们常常看见这样。
When we read the four gospel books, we often see that.
其他11个门徒都还没有举动, 还没有说话的时候, 总是彼得第一个说话。
The other 11 disciples, they haven't even said anything or done anything yet. Peter is always the first one to step forward.
我们知道有领袖性格的人都可能有一点这个, 比较喜欢表现自己的这种倾向。
We know that people who have characters of being a leader, they often like to show themselves off.
彼得, 但是他却不认识他的自己。
But Peter doesn't know himself.
所以常常他表现自己的时候就出问题。
Therefore, oftentimes when he shows himself off, there are problems.
比如说呢, 有一次他们在加利利海摇橹, 这个风浪很大, 他们根本没有办法前进。
For an example, at one time when they were in Galilee, when they were crossing the sea, there were great wind, and they couldn't go forward.
而且天又黑, 是晚上,
and it was dark, and it was at night.
他们在那里真是很辛苦,
they were truly laboring hard there.
所以有些服侍主的弟兄们讲, 我们的侍奉就像在加利利海摇橹一样, 用尽力气还在原地。
And some brothers would describe to say that our service are like those disciples in the Sea of Galilee, that you use all your energy and effort and you're not moving forward.
你最近好不好啊?
And sometimes when brothers greet each other, they would ask, how are you? And he would say that he's laboring hard.
但是就在这样情况中,忽然看见有一个人影从水面上走过来。
And then, under that circumstance, all of a sudden, you see a shadow walking on the water.
门徒们呢,从来没有见过这种景象,他们就很害怕,说是鬼魂的。
And the disciples were very afraid because they've never seen this before and they say it's a ghost.
他们心里面更恐惧。
And in their heart, they trembled.
但是一方面外面恐惧,里面又觉得很平安。
But on the outside, they were trembling, but inside, they felt peace.
你知道,属灵的经历常常是这样产生出来。
But you know, the spiritual experiences are often like that.
我们外面的人有一对于环境的有一个解释。
We have an explanation for the outside environment.
但是我们里面的人就是圣灵所居住的灵里面，对于环境有一个把握。
But our inner self, where the Holy Spirit resides, we have an assurance.
所以忽然有一个门徒认出来了，说不是鬼魂，那是主。
All of a sudden, one disciple recognized him and said, this is not a ghost, but it's our Lord.
这时候彼得呢,他就显出他的这个本相来。
And then Peter showed his own nature.
他说,主啊,如果是你啊,就让我跟你一样走在水上,走。
And then Peter said, Lord, if it is you, then let me walk on the water just like you.
主说好。
And the Lord said, oh, fine.
彼得呢,可能把衣服整一整的就下海了。
And then Peter, straightening himself, walks to the water. And then he truly walked on the water.
当他走到一半的时候,他眼睛从主身上,看看环境。
But halfway there, he removed his eyes from the Lord and looked at his environment.
一看见了周围呢,这个风浪这么大,我走在水上吗?立刻就沉下去。
And then as soon as he looked, he thought, there's a storm around me and I'm on water, and then as soon as he thought that, he sank.
那个彼得做了一个最属灵的祷告,他说,主啊,救我。
And Peter then made the most spiritual prayer. He said, Lord, save me.
最直接的祷告,
it was the most direct prayer.
从他心底深处喊出来的祷告,
it was a prayer cried from the depth of his heart.
我们看见这是彼得的一个属灵经历。
We see that this is a spiritual experience for Peter.
主立刻就把他拉起来。
Our Lord immediately pulled him up
并带他到船上,
and brought him to the boat.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, grace will bring us to know ourselves. Let us talk about another experience. One time, the Lord was sharing with a large group of people,
教导人，来的人太多了。
There were too many people there.
所以呢,主是被挤到了,到了水边了。Therefore,
the Lord was pushed all the way to the water.
刚好加利利海边上那个地方呢,停了一条船。And
of course, there was a boat that was harbored next to the water.
我们知道那条船就是彼得的船。We
know that boat is Peter's boat.
所以主就跟彼得借,说我能不能站在你的船上向众人说话。And
then the Lord said to Peter, can I borrow this boat and stand in it to teach the group, to the crowd?
彼得当然是同意了。Of
course, Peter agreed.
就好像我们今天有些弟兄姊妹把家打开了,接待弟兄姊妹来聚会。Just
as some brothers and sisters open up their house to receive brothers and sisters in to gather.
弟兄姊妹,接待神的儿女就是接待主席。Brothers
and sisters, to receive children of God is to receive the Lord himself.
就是接待我们爱我们的神。
It is to receive the God who loves us.
当主讲完了以后,
when the Lord was done,
主想我不能白用你的船呢,
the Lord thought, I cannot just use your boat for free.
主就告诉彼得说, 你把船开到水深之处下吧。
And the Lord said to Peter, take the boat to the deep water.
他跟主说啊, 主啊,
and Peter said to our Lord, we have labored all night without catching any fish.
但是呢,
but since you have asked me, I will do according to what you say.
彼得在那里称主的那个名称呢, 用今天通俗的话, 就不是说主, 而是说老板。
Peter, when he used the word Lord here, it didn't quite mean Lord. In today's words, it would mean boss.
My boss. 我们知道今天我们很多很有专业知识的人，你老板可能都不懂你在做什么。
We know that today we have many people who have professional knowledge, and your boss doesn't know what you're doing.
有的时候他执意要你照着他的意思做呢。 因为他是你的老板, 你就好吧, 我就照你的话做了。
And then sometimes,
到时候出错是你的事。
Sometimes the boss would insist on you doing something, and you would say, fine, I'll do it because you're my boss.
彼得那一天回答主就是这个口味,
the answer
就是这个口气,
Peter, the tone Peter used to answer our Lord that day is just like that.
他说主啊, 你既然说了, 那我就照你话做吧。
Peter said, Lord, since you said this, I will do according to
what you said.
He drove the boat, he took the boat to the deep water.
他把网放下去,
and he cast the net. And then he couldn't pull it up. And the boat almost sank.
他必须叫他们把船开来了，他们才能够载那两所有的祝福。
He had to ask others to come to pull the net up with him to share the blessings.
那一天, 主的恩典, 叫彼得承认他是个罪人。
That day, the grace of our Lord made Peter admit that he's a sinner.
他上了岸, 就伏在主的脚前说, 主啊, 离开我去吧, 因为我是个罪人。
When he came up from the water, from the boat, he prostrated before the Lord and said, leave me, Lord, for I am a sinner.
弟兄姊妹, 这是不是你基督徒的经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, is this your Christian experience?
好, 我必须承认, 我信主走到今天,
I have to admit that walking as a Christian until today,
都是恩典。
It has been all grace.
如果不是主的恩典, 我走不到现在。
If it is not the grace of our Lord, I cannot walk until today.
如果不是主的恩典,
if it is not the Lord's grace,
我也不可能是现在的这个人。
And I cannot be the person I am today.
弟兄姊妹们, 恩典吸引我们到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, grace attracts us before the Lord.
恩典也带我们认识自己。
Grace also help us to know ourselves.
所以有时候在波饼聚会, 弟兄姊妹选一首诗歌, 我们每次唱都非常喜乐。
Many times during the Lord's table, brothers and sisters would choose a hymn that we would joyfully sing.
那首诗歌说呢, 一切我所有无非是接受。
The hymn says, all that I have, I have done nothing but to receive.
全是在我相信接受之后。
It is all after I have believed and accepted.
说我是个罪人, 蒙主恩。
And in the refrain, it says, I am a sinner who has received grace.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是新造的经历。
Brothers and sisters, that is the experience of a new creation.
这个是真实的新造。
And that is the true new creation.
我们看见彼得呢, 不仅认识了自己。
We see that Peter not only knew himself,
但是他这个自己还是没有办法改变,
but he himself cannot change.
所以主借着恩典要破碎他。
Therefore, our Lord through grace must break him.
主耶稣在上十字架以前,
our Lord before he was crucified
特别对彼得说,
on the cross, he especially said to Peter,
说彼得, 彼得,
he said, Peter, Peter,
撒旦要得着你们, 好像人要塞麦子一样,
that Satan will begot you.
那么, 主就明白地告诉彼得说他要上十字架。
And then the Lord clearly told Peter that he must be crucified.
彼得说呢, 众人都跌倒, 我彼得是不会跌倒的。
And then Peter said, all may leave you, but I will stand by you.
并且呢, 主啊, 我就是为你死, 我也是情愿的, 他真是爱主。
He truly loved the Lord. He said, Lord, I am willing to die for you.
我相信彼得若有机会, 他真的会这样做。
And I believe that if Peter has the opportunity, he will do that.
他的爱呢, 完全是从他自己里面出来的。
His love comes completely from himself.
他的刚强呢, 完全是他自己天然个性里面的刚强。
And his strength also comes from his natural self.
主再告诉他说, 当你回头以后, 你要兼顾你的弟兄。
And then the Lord said, when you turn back, you will strengthen your brothers.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们有没有失败过呢?
Brothers and sisters, have we failed?
我们有没有跌倒过呢?
Have we fallen?
可能我们都没有像彼得失败的那么厉害。
Perhaps we have not failed as badly as Peter has.
弟兄姊妹, 这些失败跌倒的经历, 是主在恩典中破碎我们。
Brothers and sisters, these failures and these fallings is the Lord breaking us in His grace.
我在很年轻的时候,
when I was very young,
年长的弟兄就告诉我,
an elderly brother told me,
他每次觉得自己是什么的时候,
every time you think yourself, you think you are someone,
他说圣灵呢就让他想起他自己的失败,
and then the Holy Spirit will remind him of his own failure,
叫他这个人赶快就下来说主啊我不是什么,
so that he can quickly come down and say to the Lord, Lord, I am nothing.
我那时候想呢你说你的失败我还不知道我失败在哪里呢。
And then at that time I thought, you're talking about failures. I don't even know when I failed. So in the future, how can I be assured?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, sooner or later we will be brought to that state.
破碎的经历使我们开始不再相信自己。
Our brokenness makes us no longer believe in ourselves.
我们知道使徒保罗他要去一个地方，他常常说。 我求神照着他的旨意带我走这条路。We
know that Apostle Paul, whenever he wants to go somewhere, he would say, I beseech the Lord to take me to some place.
保罗原来是一个何等刚强的人。How
strong was Paul before?
但是当他要做决定的时候，他从来不敢说我已经清楚了，我就是要这样。But
when he has to make a decision, he never said, I'm already clear, I must do this.
以至于哥林多的弟兄姊妹说呢，保罗是。 似是又非的人。
And to a point that the brothers at the Church of Corinthians said that Paul is a person who says yes and no.
Yeah, 他好像反反复复。
He goes back and forth.
不是的。
No.
他是一个被破碎的人。
He is a broken person.
好，我们看见使徒彼得，他经过了基督的十字架，他被破碎了。
We see that disciple Peter, Apostle Peter, after he went through the cross, he was broken.
为什么他我们说他被破碎？
Why do we say that he was broken?
在加拉太书里面，他又失败了。Because
in the book of Galatians, he once again failed.
在第二章里面，我们看见他们在安提阿和外邦的信徒一同吃饭。We
see in chapter 2 that they were eating, they were having a meal with Gentiles.
当人一说呢，有犹太的弟兄们来了，耶路撒冷的弟兄们来了。 彼得立刻起来就与外邦人分开。And
as soon as they heard that there were men coming from Jerusalem, Peter got up and withdrew.
这告诉我们说，即便我们被破碎过。
It tells us that even after we've been broken.
那并不代表说我们就不会错。It
doesn't mean that we will never make a mistake.
有的人有过一次刻骨铭心失败的经历，就很高兴，主啊，我被破碎了。Some
people after they have a very memorable experience of being broken, they are very happy and say, I have been broken already.
好像我得着了一个属灵的证书了。It
is as if I have received a spiritual certificate.
碰到事情来就说了，这个人没被破碎，我都看什么人都不属灵了。And
then they look at others and they say, this person hasn't been broken, and they look at others and think, everyone else is unspiritual.
没有想到呢，下一次失败的还是我。And
they don't realize that the next time, it's still I who have failed.
这就是彼得。
And that is Peter.
那一天，保罗站起来。That
day, Paul stood up.
我相信保罗并不是很生气。I
believe Paul wasn't angry.
我在想，他心里面一定是很沉重。I
think in his heart he must have been very heavy.
他起来当面抵挡保罗，不，彼得。He
stood up and openly opposed Peter.
他说：“我不废掉神的恩。”
He said, I will not nullify God's grace.
我若是还要行律法，靠着律法称义。
If righteousness still comes through the law,
基督就是突然死了,
then Christ died needlessly.
这句话再一次把彼得的心融化了。
And that statement once again melted Peter's heart.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是主训练我们的手。
Brothers and sisters, that is the training hands of our Lord.
这就是恩典。
That is grace.
主给我们恩典的训练。
God has given us training in grace.
带着无比的忍耐。
And he comes with endless amount of patience.
带着无比的恩慈。
He brings endless amount of kindness.
也带着无比的良善。
And then he brings his endless amount of goodness.
我现在有时候在想说啊，有一天我见你的面的时候，最好周围都不要有弟兄姊妹。
I was thinking one day if I ever see if I see our Lord, then I don't want any other brothers and sisters to be around.
他们说原来你是这样一个人。
So that not all my shortcomings would be shown, and they would say, this is the kind of person you are.
但是我知道，不管有没有弟兄姊妹。
But I know whether or not there are brothers and sisters.
我的主，他今生已经让我经历他的宽容。
My Lord, in this life, He has already shown me His forgiveness.
他长久的赦免,
that His persistent forgiveness.
他那不止息的爱,
and His ceaseless love.
弟兄姊妹, 这是新造的经历,
and that is the experience of a new creation.
所以那首这个 Amazing Grace,
and therefore, at that time, Amazing Grace.
他说将来我见主的面到了万年之后啊, 他照耀仍然像太阳。
And therefore, in Amazing Grace, it says that thousands of years later, when I see His face, His grace will still shine.
这是新造的特性。
And that is the special character of new creation. That of all the light that shines from Him, there is one ray that is called grace.
不仅如此,
not only that,
啊, 当初训练了我们以后,
after our Lord has trained us,
恩典在我们的身上还赐给我们 生命赐给我们恩赐,
and will give us blessing and life.
神就把他自己, 把他的爱子, 把他的工作托付给,
and then the Lord will commit into our hands His beloved Son and His work.
这就是保罗的见证。
That is the testimony
他说,
of Paul.
我在未出母腹就被神分别出来。
He said, I have been separated since the days in my mother's womb.
到了时候他就用恩典来呼召我。
And when the time is right, He has called me by grace.
他在恩典中, 神乐意把他的儿子启示给我。
And in grace, God was pleased to reveal His Son to him.
不仅如此,
not only that,
他还托付我把这福音传到外邦人中间。
And He has committed to me to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的生命是出于恩典的。
Brothers and sisters, our life comes from grace.
我们今天侍奉主的恩赐, 我们的气息, 我们的力量, 都是在恩典的里面。
Today, our breathing, our service, they are all within God's grace.
这是在圣灵中的得着。
And that is what we receive from the Holy Spirit.
所以有一位弟兄他这样讲,
therefore, one brother said this.
在旧约里面呢, 祭司, 先知和君王, 他们是侍奉神的人。
In the Old Testament, the king, the priest, and the prophets are those who serve the Lord.
他们都是受膏的。
Those are the anointed ones.
那受膏的意义是什么呢?
What does it mean to be anointed?
受膏的意义就是神把他自己交给人。
Anointing means that God gives Himself to the man, to man.
他自己呢,就是圣灵。
He Himself is the Holy Spirit.
他为什么把圣灵交给我们呢?
Why does He give us the Holy Spirit?
是因着他儿子基督的缘故。
It is because of His Son Christ.
因为神要人在圣灵中与他的儿子基督的完全的联合。
Because God in spirit wants men to be completely unified with His Son.
并且在这里面, 神与那个人同在。
And in that unity, God wants to be with men.
神与教会同在。
God's presence will be with the church.
好叫教会,
so that the church can do it, can function in this world.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是不是我们的故事呢?
Brothers and sisters, is that our story?
这是不是今天在教会里面我们看见弟兄姊妹身上的这个 表现,
is that what we see from brothers and sisters in this world?
这个叫做新造,
that is called a new creation.
要紧的是做新造的人。
What is important is to be a new creation.
不仅如此,
not only that,
经过了这些的恩典的训练,
after these training in grace,
和恩典的托付,
and to receive the commitment in grace,
恩典使我们学习爱主。
The grace also teaches us how to love God.
所以在约翰福音21章里面,
therefore, in Gospel Book of John, chapter 21,
我们刚才唱那首诗歌的第六节,
the sixth verse of the hymn we just sang,
讲到炭火与饼,
it says of the burn and the fish.
我们知道那是一个早上的情景。
We know that it is a picture of a morning.
在加利利海边呢, 是非常清新的, 不是海, 其实它是一个湖啊。
And I believe that the air must be very clear in the Sea of Galilee. It's actually not a sea, it's a lake.
那一天呢, 那一天的早晨一定是很清新的 ，very fresh。
That morning it must have been very fresh.
但是门徒们却垂头丧气。
But the disciples were sad.
啊，他们呢，整夜劳力又是什么都没达到。
They have labored all night, have not caught anything.
他们靠近岸还没有上岸的时候。
Before they came to the land, even before they got on the land.
看见在岸边有一个人呢，站在那里。
They see that there's a man standing there.
啊，他们又不知道这个人是谁。
And once again, they did not know who that person was.
突然有一个门徒们呢，有一个门徒的说那是主。
And then all of a sudden, one of the disciples said, "It is Lord."
我们看见彼得还是很冲动。
And then we see that Peter is still very impulsive.
他脱了自身上岸去了。
And he took off his shirt and he swam to the shore.
我们知道彼得心里深处实在是尝过主爱的人。
We know that Peter, in the depths of his heart, he truly has tasted the love of God.
他失去了主的同在，他就用外面的事情填满他自己。
He lost the presence of God, and therefore he uses things of this world to fill his void.
那时候他还不太会用信心。
And at that time, he didn't know how to use faith.
所以他又回去打鱼。
So he went back to fishing.
这好像我们今天神的儿女们，我们的经历。
It is just like our experience today.
我们也尝过主的爱。
We have tasted the love of God.
但有时候我们不会用信心，在环境中呢，我们又到世界里面去。
But because we do not know how to use our faith, we go back to the world.
但这世界再不能满足我们。
But this world can no longer satisfy us.
再不能叫我们里面快乐。
It can no longer make us happy.
当有人提醒我们说那是主。
When someone reminds us that is the Lord,
我们什么都不顾了，还是要到主面前去。
Then we give up everything and we go towards the Lord.
到了主的面前，他们主就问他们说：“小子们，你们有吃的没有？”
And when they got before the Lord, Jesus asked them, "Children, have you had anything to eat?"
这更叫他们羞愧。我们整夜劳力，什么吃的也没有。
And it made them even more humiliated because they have labored all night for nothing.
他们忘记了恩典。
They have forgotten grace.
我们知道得着恩典的原则就是信心的运用。
We know that the principle of receiving grace is to use faith.
我们什么时候不用信心？
Whenever we do not use our faith.
我们用了很多的力气服侍做事情。
We use much of our strength to serve the Lord.
我们自己不能满足，我们也不能满足别人。
We cannot satisfy ourselves or other people.
我们可以讲很多，做很多。
We can say much and do a lot.
别人不能满足，自己也没有东西。
And others will not be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，所以主那一天为他们预备了炭火和鱼饼。
And that day, Jesus had prepared fire and fish for them.
我想呢，这对彼得来讲啊，是另外一顿难忘的这个。是早餐，不是晚餐。
And I think for Peter, that must have been an unforgettable meal, breakfast.
在吃完了以后呢，主就特别对彼得说话。
And after they were done, finished eating,
主问彼得说：“彼得，彼得，你爱我比爱这些更多吗？”
Lord especially asked Peter, "Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these?"
这样三次。
And he asked him three times.
头两次主是用神那个爱。坚定不移的爱来问彼得。
The first two times, our Lord used the word love, the love of God, the never changing love.
彼得每次回答呢，都说主你知道我爱你。那个爱呢，是人因为你讨我喜欢，所以我爱你。
And twice Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. But he used the word love, the human love.
所以第三次主就用彼得的那个字。
And then the third time, our Lord used Peter's love.
彼得没有办法回答。
And then Peter can no longer answer him.
主啊，你知道，你知道。
And Peter said, "Lord, you know."
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫彼得一生里面，他学会了爱主。
And this taught Peter to love Lord his entire life.
所以当他在众人面前好像被保罗抵挡。在人看呢是很受不了的一个局面的时候，他一点都不介意了。
But therefore, when Peter was opposed by Paul openly, it was others might have seen it as being very humiliating, but Peter didn't see it that way.
弟兄姊妹，若是你把自己摆在彼得的地位
，If you put yourself in Peter's shoes,
你想想看，你我会怎么反应
Think about how you and I would react.
我可能要咬紧我的嘴唇不说话。
I would bite my lips to not talk.
因为我要跟保罗呢, get even.
And then I would have to get even with Paul.
要不然的话呢, 我3个月或者6个月不找彼得交通, 不见面。
Or I for 3 or 6 months I may not have fellowship with Paul.
彼得没有这样。
Peter didn't do that.
彼得学会了爱主。
Peter learned to love the Lord.
等到他要寻道之前写彼得后书。
Before he was martyred, he wrote the second book of Peter.
那时候他亲爱的弟兄保罗已经到主那里去了。
At that time, his dear brother Paul had already gone to the Lord.
他写信给弟兄姊妹说，我们弟兄保罗的书信很难懂。
He wrote to brothers and sisters to say that our dear brother Paul's epistles are difficult to understand.
但是你们需要好好的读它。
But you have to read them.
这个叫做新造。
That is called the new creation.
弟兄姊妹们，只有主的恩典满意我们的时候，我们才真正的能够爱主。
Only when the grace of our Lord can satisfy us, can then love our Lord.
感谢主，我们每一个人蒙召就是进入这个恩典里面。
We thank our Lord that every single one of us who has been called enters into that grace.
主的话劝勉我们不要从这个恩典中坠落。
Our Lord's words encourage us not to fall from that grace.
今天我们可能也听见一些，我们也去参加一些教导我们如何做的一些情况。
Today we experience and we participate in circumstances that teaches us how.
那我们要求主说，主啊，我要靠着你的恩典去达到。
We must say, Lord, it is by your grace I will obtain.
我不敢靠我自己。
I cannot rely on myself.
第五章里面他讲到呢，当我们凭着律法去称义的时候，我们就与基督隔绝了。
In chapter 5 it says when we are called righteous,
if we justify ourselves
by flesh,
by the work of the law, we've been discharged from Christ. We have fallen from grace. 弟兄姊妹们，我们要听见主的话。
Brothers and sisters, we mutter the Lord's words.
当我们凭着自己去爱主，凭着自己去侍奉。
When we serve our Lord, when we believe in our Lord by flesh.
凭着自己去追求。
When we pursue by ourselves.
我们在恩典中坠落。
When we have fallen from grace,
我们就不再靠信心, 不再会用信心了,
then we no longer rely on faith. We no longer then we rely on our own work.
保罗告诉我们说, 我们若是受割礼呢, 我们就欠着行全律法的债。
Then Paul says, if we are circumcised, then we are still under the law.
We are debtors to fulfill the whole law.
Then we are debtors to fulfill the whole law.
我们就不再用信心。
Then we no longer use
弟兄姊妹，你喜欢终身欠债吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you like to owe for your eternal life?
我认识好多弟兄姊妹啊，他们买了房子就拼命的把那个债还掉。
I know many brothers and sisters, after they have taken on a mortgage, they do all they can to pay back.
还完了以后啊，就请所有朋友来开个 party。
And then after they paid off their mortgage, they invite all their friends for a party.
从今以后呢, 我不是住别人的房子, 是住我自己的房子。
From now on, I no longer live in other people's house, but I live in my own house.
今天若是你想要去守律法,
today, if you want to follow the law,
想要进到规条的里面,
if you want to fall into the statutes,
想要进入 教会的这些外表的做法, 宗教的仪式的里面,
if you want to follow the ceremonies of religion,
或者所谓的守了律法就有了宗教的道德,
or to follow the law and to have the morals of the religion,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们就是一个终身欠债的,
then we will become a person, we'll become a debtor for all of our life.
我们就不再会用信心了,
then we will no longer use faith.
一切都用开会来解决。
All things will use meeting to resolve.
弟兄姊妹们, 另外一个结果就是, 我们再摸不到圣灵的作为了。
And the other result is that we will never touch on the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们一切的得着呢, 全是人为的, 人工的。
All of what we receive are man-made.
That's out of man and artificial. 啊, 是人工的。这个将来神都不能接受的。
And all of these things God cannot accept in the future.
不仅如此,
Not only that.
若是我们接受一些不是出于基督的,
If we have touched things that is not from Christ,
不是出于神的教导,
It is not from God's teaching.
但是我们认为这个很有效,
But we think it's very effective.
在别人身上我们看见他们有一种的果效出来,
On others, we see it being effective.
我们把这个教导接受进来的时候,
And we accept that teaching.
立刻圣徒之间的交通就被破坏了。
And then immediately the fellowship between the saints will be broken.
我们看见了,那一天,他们一听见耶路撒冷来的人了,他们就与弟兄分开了。
We see that that day, as soon as they heard that they were men from Jerusalem, they withdrew.
还有呢,我们看见连巴拿巴都装甲。
And we see that even Barnabas was
所以在神儿女们中间就有了一种呢,虚伪和不敞开。
And therefore, we see that between the children of God, there's a superficial
pretension.
There's a pretension.
好，我们看见了，那合一就被破坏了。
And we see that unity is being broken.
不仅如此，保罗说呢，现在呢，我把真理再告诉你们，怎么就变成你们的仇敌了呢？
And Paul said, "Why is it now that I have told you the truth, I have become your enemy?"
弟兄姊妹们，当我们若是离开了新造啊。 我们再去摸旧造的事物,
when we are away from the new creation and we touch on the old creation again,
我们就失去了能够接受启示的那个能力,
then we have lost the ability to receive revelation,
我们就不能够接受真理,
and then we cannot accept truth.
有时候事实摆在我们眼前了, 我们也把它否定掉。
Sometimes the truth is put right in front of us, but we deny it.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们要留意的, 我们不要从恩典中坠落了。
Brothers and sisters, that is something we must be cautious of, not to fall from grace.
结果会变成了活泼的生命变成一个空洞的宗教。
And the end result is that a living life would become an empty religion.
而且呢，在宗教的生活的里面呢，我们这个人呢，是以自我为中心的。
And in a religious life, we are centered around ourselves.
但是一个活在恩典中的人。
But someone who is living in grace,
我们接受主恩典的栽培训练,
when we receive the upbringing, the teaching, and the nurturing of grace,
接受主在恩典中在我们生命上的工作,
and when we receive God's work in grace,
逐渐的我们会有一种的表现的, 我们不仅在恩典中,恩典也在我的里面。
Then gradually we will feel that not only are we in grace, but grace is in us as well.
所以教会的生活,神儿女们的服事呢, 是蛮有恩典的。
Therefore, our lives in church, our service with brothers and sisters are full of grace.
所以我们看见到了加拉太书第六章说, 弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜,
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 6, it says that brothers and sisters, if some are overcome by sin,
你们中间属灵的人就要用温柔的心去把它挽回过来。
Then you must recover him by love.
中文呢，说那个挽回哈， 刚刚我们姊妹翻 recover。
In Chinese, the word says recover.
是，然后 restore。
Restore.
它有一个意思就是把它修补起来。
And there's one meaning, which is to fix it.
这个被过犯所胜的，就是偶然之间呢，我们的肉体出来了，好，我们呢发了肉体，那就是被过犯所胜。The
one who has been overcome by sin, it is to be overcome by flesh.
像我们在第五章里面讲到的肉体的表现，有一个叫做恼怒。
And in chapter 5 there's a description for the acts of flesh. One of them is anger.
And
sometimes we see that in our service in church we would be angry with our brothers and sisters.
这时候教会里面需要人里面有恩典。
And at that time, the church needs people with love inside.
虽然我超过时间了，我再借用一点，好不好？
Even though I'm already over my time, I want to use a little bit more.
我讲一个我自己的失败。
I want to tell you about one of my own failures.
我早期学习侍奉主。
In the early days when I was learning how to serve the Lord.
教会的弟兄姊妹都非常爱护我。
And brothers and sisters in church very much love me.
特别是年长的同工们。
Especially the elderly co-workers.
他们有什么交通呢，都一定邀请我坐在里面。
And whenever they have sharings, they would invite me to go.
你知道年轻人哈, 总会觉得自己啊比较有正义感。
The young people often feel that they are more righteous.
啊，我们是正义的代言人。
We represent and we speak for justice.
那个时候我三十多岁，这个。
I was a little bit older than 30 years old.
在属灵上更年轻。
And I was even younger spiritually.
有一次我听年长弟兄们他们在交通啊，我就等机会。
And one time I was listening to the elderly brothers sharing, and I was waiting for an opportunity.
他们中间有一段这个没有讲话，我就开始提一件事情。
And there was a period of time when they didn't say anything.
啊，我觉得我很有理，是针对一位弟兄讲的。
And I thought I was absolutely right, and I was speaking against a brother. 而
且我一讲话，这个人就激动起来，忘记我是谁了，哇，就很讲话很厉害。
And when I spoke, I became very excited and angry.
指责那位弟兄说哈，你不公平，你有私心，你这反正就很厉害的话。
And I used very harsh words. I thought he was unfair and he was selfish.
当我正在这样讲的时候啊，那个弟兄呢，他就把头低下来。
And when I was speaking that way, that brother bowed and lowered his head.
那我想我更有理了，我就更大声的讲。
And then I thought I was right, so I spoke even louder.
那么他后来就抬起来说，弟兄不是这样。
And then he raised his head and he said, brother, that's not so.
我就说不是这样，那是怎么样？
And then I said, if that's not the case, then what is it?
啊，他说不是这样。
And he said, no, that's not the case.
他说你不知道。
He said, you don't know.
后来他就不讲话。
And then he didn't say anything.
所以那天聚会呢，气氛很僵啊，到最后大家就简单祷告就结束。
And that day, the atmosphere at the meeting was very awkward, and people briefly prayed, and we
我祷告不出来。
And I couldn't pray.
回到家我也失去主的同在。
And then after I went home, I lost the presence of the Lord.
我也不敢跟我的姊妹说发生了什么事。
And I didn't dare to tell my wife what happened.
外表还装得若无其事。
And then on the outside, I pretend nothing happened.
里面真的是黑暗了。
But inside, it was darkness.
摸到死亡了。
I touched death.
但是主日又不能不去聚会，因为我那时候已经是全时间的工人。
But on Sunday, I couldn't skip church because I was already a full-time service serving him then.
所以我就坐在后面，是躲在别人的后面。
So then I sat all the way in the back behind someone.
那一天被我攻击那位弟兄，他站讲台。
And that day, the brother who I accused was standing at the podium.
他在讲台上呢，都没有抬眼看过弟兄姊妹。
And when he was standing at the podium, he lowered his head and didn't look at any brother or sister.
整堂聚会非常轻的讲话。
And for the entire gathering, he spoke very softly.
我还记得那一天他讲什么。
And I still remember what he talked about that day.
诗篇第十八篇里面一句话。
Psalm 18.
他说：“你的温和使我伟大。”
He said, your kindness, your gentleness makes me great.
Your condescending gentleness.
Your condescending gentleness
makes me great.
Makes me great.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣服侍我们的态度。
Brothers and sisters, that is the attitude with which our Lord Jesus serves us.
那天我坐在那里，我一点都不觉得他是在指责我。
And that day when I was sitting there, I didn't feel at all that he was accusing me.
因为我们弟兄在台上非常的温和。
Because he was so gentle at the podium.
但是我坐在那里真是坐不住。
But I couldn't sit there.
又不好意思溜走。
And I didn't want to go a step out.
有时候在聚会里面，我真想溜走。弟兄姊妹都在赞美，我赞美不出来，我坐在这里干什么呢？
And sometimes I truly want to leave the gathering because everyone is praising and I couldn't praise. So what was I doing there?
那聚完会呢，我还是这个人呢。还是很平静，若无其事，又跟别的人这个握手啊，交通。
And after the gathering, I still pretended that nothing was happening, and I would greet other people and shake hands with them.
但是我自己知道，我从来没有聚过这么痛苦的会。
But I knew that I've never went through such suffering at a gathering.
你知道这个人呢、啊，上去了下不来呀、啊。
You know, sometimes a person when you go up, it's difficult to come down.
有时候我们发了肉体以后，真的是下不来。
And sometimes when our flesh does its work, we can no longer come down.
这个时候就考验教会里面有没有真正认识恩典的人。
And at that time, it's a test for the church whether or not they're truly people who know grace.
神的家中有没有属灵的人？
At the house of God, are there spiritual people?
保罗告诉我们说，要用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
And Paul says that we have to use gentleness to restore these people.
因为当我们发肉体的时候， 整个教会的见证就好像有了一个破口。
Because whenever we are overcome by flesh, it is as if there is
a
crack, there's a breach at the church.
Yeah, of the testimony of the Lord, the wall has a breach.
The wall has a breach.
好像那个城墙有了一个破口。
It is as if the wall has a breach.
这个挽回呢，在希腊文有一个意思，就是去修补那个破口。
And this word restoring in Greek it means to fix that breaching.
To repair, to mend the breach.
To repair and to mend the breach.
过了几天了，我们同工还没有开始，还没有聚会。
A few days later, the co-workers haven't gathered again.
其实没有过几天，主日完了第二天。
The second day after the Sunday service.
我家的电话响。
The telephone in my house rang.
就是那位被我攻击的弟兄。
And it was the brother whom I accused.
他给我打电话。
He called me.
他弟兄，主感动我，应该给你打电话。
He said, "The Lord touched me to call you."
我那时候舌头好像打结了。其实我应该跟他说，我应该先给你打电话。他年纪比我大很多。
And my tongue was as if it was twisted and I couldn't spoke. I should have called him because he was so much older than me.
无论在肉身在属灵上我都应该尊重他的。
Whether it is in flesh or in spirit, I should have respected him.
那天他先讲话。
That day he spoke first.
他说我不在意你那一天说的。
He said, I don't mind what you said that day.
但是我知道你说了以后这件事不美。
I know, but I know that after you said it, this is not good.
他就这么说了一句。
That's all he said.
我跟他说对不起。
And I apologized.
我这几天都活在黑暗里，我非常的痛苦。
I said, over the past few days, I've lived in darkness. I have suffered.
这个叫做恩典在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, that is called grace within us.
我们能够把基督给别人。
We can give Christ to others.
这个叫做新造。
That is called the new creation.
这个叫真正的教会生活。
That is called the true church life.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌在神儿女们中间蒙蔽我们。
Brothers and sisters, today the enemies are trying to blind us.
破坏我们。
To destroy us.
甚至使用我们。
Even to a point of using us.
来破坏我们中间神在他儿子里面给我们的祝福。
To break what the blessing God has given us through His Son.
所以保罗告诉我们说，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
Therefore, Paul says circumcision or no circumcision is not important.
要紧的乃是做新造的人。
What is important is to be a new creation.
凡照此理而行的。
All those who follow this.
愿平安怜悯啊归于他们。
May grace and mercy be with them.
并神的以色列民。
And the Israel of God.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我也谢谢弟兄姊妹们的忍耐。
And I thank brothers and sisters' patience.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
今天我们还活在肉身中。
Today we continue to live in flesh.
但是你却让我们在你的面前预尝天恩。
But you have already allowed us to pre-taste heaven.
你已经把那属天属灵的性质放在我们里面。
You have already put place the heavenly and spiritual characters in us.
你盼望我们能够活出那个新造的样式。
And you hope we can live out the new creation.
也活在那个新造的原则里面。
And to live within the principle of the new creation.
主啊，我们向你说，我们愿意。
Lord, we say to you, we are willing.
但是我们恳求你。
But we beseech you.
向我们施怜悯。
To give us mercy.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
好叫我们不违背你。
So that we will not disobey you.
我们为着这几天你给我们的祝福和你的同在感谢你。
And we thank you for the blessings and for your own presence over the past few days.
主啊，愿你祝福你的话语。
Lord, may you bless your own word.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your own church.
好使荣耀颂赞都归给爱我们的父神。
So that glory and praise can go to our beloved Father.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.